Did the founders of America create our nation as one nation under God, or did they expect that Christian ideas have no place in the public arena? In effect, we would create a secular wasteland, as some people put it. A recent film seems to promote the latter idea, that America suffers from Christian influence in the public square, too much Christian influence. Recently, Movie Guide, which provides a biblical perspective on the movies, warns about this film, noting, quote, "Bad Faith is a propaganda documentary from the religious left, written and directed by a small-time movie producer who happens to be a film and television professor at a Catholic college in Los Angeles. The movie accuses evangelical Christian conservatives and Republican Christians from the 1980s to the present day of waging a racist war against American democracy. The movie uses leftists, progressive pundits, professors, authors, journalists, and activists to make its claims," end quote, again from Movie Guide. Well, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide is Dr. Ted Baer. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Dr. Ted Baer, it's always a pleasure to talk with you on the radio or otherwise. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you because you're one of my favorite friends for many, many years. So I still remember when you came over to my house and did a little video in the 1980s with my kids watching TV, which they didn't do, but you did a great video on the perils of TV.
Well, thank you. And so anyway, so Movie Guide, and by the way, that was when you were based in Atlanta. You have since long, long ago moved to the Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area where Hollywood is, of course. And so at Movie Guide, you see the good, you see the bad, you see the ugly. And this Bad Faith movie sounds like it's one of the bad and the ugly.
You probably follow, you know, politics more than we do because we're involved with, you know, the movie industry. And for instance, yesterday I saw Garfield. It was a father-son reconciliation film. You know, The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has actually got a lot of biblical allegory. It talks about one of them as being a Moses character. So there's a lot of good out there. But this is a growing tendency on the left is to, you know, spread slanderous labeling of Christians as Christian nationalists. And you probably dealing with this more than I do because I read all of your papers, would know more about it than I do. But it's just it's annoying to me. And what it does is it gets into the bloodstream of the nation and it gets to the kids. And then we know what happened to the kids because now they're, you know, so confused and upside down that they're supporting almost a billion people who are anti-Israel as opposed to Israel, which is a tiny little country supporting freedom. So here we have Christian nationalism. It's a typical Marxist technique that's been going on for a long time. And to support their case of Christian nationalism, they take a lot of people that I know very, very well, like Paul Weyrich, who was a good friend of mine and a really nice, kind, wonderful person. Take some of his quotes out of context, and you can take anybody's quotes out of context. So it's just the type of thing that you have to tell people, beware, this is lies, lies, and more lies, which is unfortunate because it makes people doubt what the, you know, the history of the country was as you set up this talk.
My longtime employer for years and years was Dr. D. James Kennedy. He was the ultimate founder of this very radio station from which you and I are talking, and you've met him and so forth. But I can think of a soundbite that he gave, and it was actually in a pulpit where he said, you know, some people accuse me of trying to Christianize America. Am I trying to Christianize America? You bet your boots I am. I'm trying to Christianize America and the whole world. You know, in other words, his goal was to evangelize and get the gospel out there. But the way the left, I guess, distorts these kinds of things, it means to be Christianized means that, you know what, to come in with crusades or something and an Inquisition. I mean, those things did happen, but they happened long ago, and the theology espoused then is not the same as, you know, what the people who are trying to Christianize America are all about.
Well, Christianizing people, bringing people to Christ, one, it sets them free. You know, as Jesus said in John 10:10, the adversary, the devil, comes to steal, which governments quite often do because governments become corrupt. So the adversary comes to steal. When that's hard to do, he kills. And when that's hard to do, he destroys the evidence. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says he came to set us free and give us a more abundant life. So the key to what we want for Christians, for people to be free, people be delivered of their fears, their anxieties, to have a more abundant life in terms of their spiritual life, in terms of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control, against which there is no law. So the interesting thing is that they've completely distorted what Christianity is in this movie, Bad Faith, and they've distorted what Christians want to do, which is to spread the good news. It's not bad news. It's good news to help people and to help the sick and the and they're saying that Republicans are bad, conservatives are bad, and they make some slanderous remarks. You know, most of the people up until the 1950s, I think, you know, D. James Kennedy certainly pointed that out, but you pointed it out, in the KKK were Democrats. It was originally a Democrat organization, the KKK, and Governor George Wallace was a Democrat before he split off to form his own party, which was anti. And if you look at the history of the Democratic Party, you have exactly what they're accusing the other side of. So the interesting thing is that this is constant slander, which is trying to create a situation where people hate Christians so that they'll support communism. And the ultimate consequence of communism is Karl Marx said you have to do five things to support communism. One, destroy religion because it's the opium of people. So they're doing that there. Two, destroy the country, which they're doing right now. Destroy the nations. Three, destroy property, which they're trying to do. Four, destroy the family, which they're trying to do. And five, destroy the individual. So he says in the Communist Manifesto, he doesn't say destroy, he says abolish. So five things you've got to do. And they seem to be picking up on all of those. So I'm just trying to get the word out that this is a terrible thing. Don't let your kids watch it. Don't let your grandkids watch it. I've got 18 grandkids, because it will put doubts in people's mind about Christianity, and it will spread false information. And unfortunately, false information becomes a major motivator among younger people and other people. And I'm surprised that people are doing it. Like a Dartmouth professor, I went to Dartmouth up to 1960s. Did you know that, Jerry, that Dartmouth, you needed to have the Nicene Creed? It was a Christian school, and they dropped it in the 1960s. And now one of the professors there writes the Antifas program, and of course he's part of this, and another one writes the transitioning program. So it's pretty... You know, the devil has seized a lot of territory, so we shouldn't be complaining about what's going on for the Christians wanting to set people free of this misinformation.
Where is this film being seen or being shown, Bad Faith?
No, it's being released in nationally in theaters. I think, you know, it was over 1,000 theaters. It'll certainly be on Amazon Prime, because Amazon Prime is one of the funding sponsors of it, which is also surprising because a couple of the executives from Amazon came to the Movie God Awards and one gave his testimony. So it's going to be widely circulated, and it's going to be an in movie. Listen, you know, Jerry, I can go into there's over 1 million studies on the influence of the media, but I'll give you one example. When I was teaching in India at the Bombay Communications Institute, the professor next to me was trying to convert everybody to Marxism, and he showed Battleship Potemkin, which is sort of the clarion call of the Marxists to come and join the revolution. So I was trying to bring them all to Christ. But once you do that, you're giving a lot of those professors, a lot of the people, ammunition to hate Christians, to hate America, to misconstrue what was happening in the past. And that's why I love so much about what you're doing, because you're constantly, we're reviewing all of your documentaries now. You're constantly putting out the truth that'll set people free.
Oh, you're very kind. Well, you know, one thing that's disturbing about these kinds of movies, like Bad Faith or the one that Rob Reiner made called Forgotten Country. By the way, that's my tagline in some of the columns that go out, Forgotten Country. I even have that on my website. But what I'm talking about and what Rob Reiner are talking about are two different things. They make it out like the Christian, well, first of all, even this phrase, Christian nationalists, is really, if by this anybody means or thinks that we're talking about justification of something like what happened in Charlottesville in 2017. No, that's not at all what we're talking about. But if, on the other hand, you had a lady on MSNBC saying, oh, this is what the Christian nationalists are. They believe that our rights don't come from the government, they come from God. That's how you define them. And I'm like thinking, lady, that's what John F. Kennedy said. That's what George Washington said. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. That's the essence of America. Self-rule under God. Take away God and we lose our rights. So anyway, I think what they're doing is they're trying to distort the position of what Christians really, you know, want for this country and, you know, establish for this country.
And what they're doing is they're very clear about attacking us by lying about the whole aspect of who we are and what we're espousing. So the attack is very well considered. If you watch the documentary, which I don't want anybody to do, every single point is refuting Christianity. It's the devil at work. And I know if I said that, I can be taken out of context. Oh, you don't believe in some supernatural devil? Well, it's Marxism at work at the least.
Okay, Ted, let me make an observation. Occasionally on some of these films, they'll have somebody that professes to be a Christian. Sometimes they'll even profess to be an evangelical. But in effect, what they'll do is they'll be basically saying, those people will say, well, I'm not that kind of evangelical. And they have a market, if you will, in films like this, or even, you know, let's say from the secular media. Oh, you know, as long as they throw their fellow evangelicals under the bus. I mean, I know a conservative denomination where one of these former evangelicals or professed evangelicals said, oh, that denomination is a bunch of neo-Confederates. Wait a minute. We're talking about genuine believers in Jesus, not neo-Confederates. What's going on here?
Well, that's true. And you point out that one of the people who are in the program, I'm getting a lot of feedback, and I hope you're not getting the feedback, but one of them is Russell Moore, who's been a leader in the evangelical movement, and I'm surprised that he's part of this.
Well, I would think that, I mean, I did an interview with him many years ago, and it seemed like he was fine. So I'm not sure what happens. It's almost like, well, in some cases, some people suffer from what could be called Trump derangement syndrome or something. I'm not sure how they get all bent out of shape.
Well, I'm sure because power corrupts and greed corrupts and envy corrupts. Marxism is the politics of envy. And if you feel that you've been treated unjustly, which I think we all have, you can either adopt a Christian attitude of being forgiving and loving, or you can adopt a Marxist attitude. I'm going to get back at these people. And really, Marx himself, if you read Paul Johnson's brilliant analysis of Marx in The Intellectuals, was envious of everybody else in the world and just begrudged other people for the fame that he thought he should have.
Ted, we're out of time. Thank you so much for your time. MovieGuy.org. Ted, thanks for all you do. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Jerry.